Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Maris, Poncho by Harry Lang. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Thirst. In the days of the Old West, Deep Valley was a death trap. A vast stretch of arid desert lying between great mountain ranges, Deep Valley, with its blazing, merciless heat, drove men mad of fever and thirst. And as if this weren't enough, two human jackals, Sims Vaughn and Carl Babbs, rode the fringes of the desert to prey upon the unwary traveler. As our story opens, Vaughn and Babs are just reining their horses in by a great pile of lava rock.
Oh, boy.
Hand me them field glasses, Carl.
Here they are. What do you see?
Looks to me like a gold outfit coming this way. Yep, that's what it is, Carl. A single covered wagon with a four-mule hitch. Yeah, and they're hauling a big water cart behind them. We'll fix that.
Coming east, eh, Sim?
Yeah. Probably made their strike and going back home. Well, they won't get there.
That's right. Let's go gun them down and take their gold in their outfit,
Oh, you know better than that, Carl. It's hot today. Probably be up around 130 degrees in another couple hours. We'll wait here and take it easy. When that outfit goes by, we'll plug some bullets through that water cart.
You're a merciless devil, Sim.
I like to watch them when they can't get water. They stand and look around for a while, and they start walking aimless-like. Then they start running in little circles, and finally they fall. Yeah, we'll get that outfit the easy way, Carl. The easy way.
By thunder, it's terrible hot, Maud. Sure as my name's Daggett Crane, it's the hottest day I ever saw.
Well, don't blame me for it. You wanted to come this way.
Thought it might be a shortcut east first, but if I'd known it'd be like this.
I don't know as I can stand it either, Daggett. We're too old to have to stand this heat.
Yeah, we gotta stand it now. Too far to go back. Here. Anyways, we got that water cart and she's plumb full of water.
It's so warm, you can't hardly drink it.
Two or three more days and we'll be out of the desert, Maud. And don't forget, we got a small fortune in gold.
Much good that'll do us if we die in this accursed desert. Say, Daggett.
Where?
I just thought I saw somebody dodge back behind that big pile of rocks over there.
Heat's going to your head.
No, no. No, it ain't. I know I saw somebody.
All right. I got my rifle handy in case anybody wants trouble.
Oh, dear. What did I tell you?
Now, get back in the wagon, Maud. Yeah. Get up. Get up. All right. Get up. Don't see anything higher. Here, we're getting past that pile of rock now, Maud. I don't believe they're going to attack whoever they are. Yeah, guess we're out of range now. Steady, boys. Steady. Easy now, boys. Easy.
Did you get him? Can I get
you? No, don't believe any one of them bullets even come close to me. I swear, them hombres are the poorest shots I ever heard of.
You think there's more than one of them?
I'd say there's two anyways, from the sound of the rifle fire. You keep a close watch to the rear, Maud. And let me know if you see anybody.
You bet I will. But I don't understand why. Oh, Daggett.
What?
Our water cart. All the water's pouring out of it. No. Oh, my heavens.
Well, Thunder, you're right. Oh. One of them staves just smashed the whole length. Hand me one of them old shirts in the wagon. Quick.
Here's a couple. Yeah. Oh, dear, we can't lose that water bag. We just can't.
Maybe if I can plug these holes enough so we won't lose all of it. Them sidewinders. So this was their game. It's no use, Maud. The stave that got smashed is right plumb at the bottom of the cart. Most of our water's gone already.
But what are we going to do?
The only thing we can do is keep going. And if I was you, I'd start praying.
Why we come here, Cisco, is even too hot for siesta.
Yeah, very hot, Pancho.
Pancho, take a drink of water from the canteen.
Si, but do not take too much. No? We're going to need that water badly before we get out of Deep Valley.
And Pancho like to be out of Deep Valley now, Cisco. And Pancho like to be in the snow up in those mountains.
Tomorrow we'll try once more to find a water hole in this valley, amigo. Uh-huh. If we can find one and mark it plainly, it will save the lives of many travelers who come through this valley.
Why anybody want to come through the valley, Cisco?
Well, most people get in here by mistake. Or else they think it a shortcut to the west out of the east. This valley's a killer, Pancho.
No.
We must do what we can to fight it. By finding water.
Can't you go drink a bottle of water now?
Put it out of your mind, Cisco.
Out of my mind.
Another few hours, Santa.
What, Cisco? What?
Look, covered wagon out on the desert.
Viejo, walked by the mule, Cisco.
See, and the old one is barely able to walk. He's in trouble, Pancho.
Diablo! Logo!
Easy, that looks like a water trial, amigo.
That should be thirsty, then.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, come on.
I'm not so sure, Pancho. Rags are dragging from that cart. Maybe the water has leaked away.
Señor! Un momento!
Sí, un momento!
I'm going, Pancho.
Sí.
Señor!
Hold on.
Keep that rifle handy, Daggett.
Yeah, is it señor, Cisco?
Sí.
Buenos días, señora.
Hey, that's near enough, strangers.
Sí, señor. As you wish.
Who are you two, and what you want?
I am called the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Mi compañero, Cisco.
We were taking a siesta in the shade of those ledges when we saw you. And thinking you might be in trouble, we rode over here to ask.
I wouldn't trust him, Desert.
How long you been there?
Oh, for the past 2 hours, I would say.
In the sheet seem like past 2 days.
Then they can't be the ones that shot up our water cart, Maud. That happened about an hour and a half ago.
Don't you be too sure.
Senor, not like us, Cisco.
Did you say someone shot up your water cart, senor?
Yep, and we lost every doggone bit of our water. Hey, you two know where there's any water?
No, senor, we do not. Outside of the water which we have here in our canteens, and which we'll be glad to share with you.
Well, if I could have just a little for my wife.
Si, senor. It's none of my business, but I would suggest that you drive your outfit into the shade of the ledges and rest there until the sun goes down. Staying out here in this sun will only increase your thirst.
Oh, let's keep on going, Daggett. I want to get out of this blasted desert.
You keep on going, senora. You may not get out of it.
Cisco know what he talk about, senora. In Pancho, no, too. He better come in the shade of the ledger.
Yeah, that makes sense, Maud. I'm as anxious to get out of it as you are, but we can't stand the sun much longer.
Yeah, you can do as you please, Daggett. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to take the stranger's advice, Maud. Nothing could be worse than this heat.
do you suppose those other two hombres are, Sim?
That's why we rode here to this butte, so that we could look them over.
Oh, boy.
Now, put these glasses on them again. They pulled into the shade of a ledge down there. I don't know who those two hombres are, Carl, but... Hey, wait a minute. I think one of them's a Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid? That's going to change our plans, then.
How is it?
Because Cisco's a mighty bad hombre to tangle with.
Ain't any of them bad when the thirst gets them.
Maybe Cisco's got water with him.
Where? I don't see nothing but them canteens.
Maybe he knows where the cliff spring is.
Oh, I doubt it. I figure you and me's the only ones that knows where that spring is. We'll keep watch of them, Carl. If we have to gun them down, we'll dry gulch them. But I'd still like to see the thirst get him. And I figure I will.
Daggett, come here.
Yeah?
Come over here, I say, and walk soft.
What's the matter?
Shh. Now, keep the torch down, sir. Daggett, I've been looking more suspicious of them two every second. I'm certain they're the ones that shot at us.
Oh, I don't think so, Maud. If they was the ones, why would they be over there sleeping now?
That's got nothing to do with it. This heat's enough to make anybody sleep. I just wish you hadn't confided in them and told them all about that gold they were carrying.
Maybe I shouldn't have, but that.
Come night, them two are planning to kill us. I know they are.
I thought you was right.
I'm certain of it. Now's our chance, Daggett. Here's some good stout rope. You can tie up the one called Cisco while I'm attending to the other one. We've got to do it, Daggett. I'm just plain frantic with thirst and worry. We've got to tie him up to save our own lives.
All right. Give me that coil of rope. Now, come on.
Be sure you get that coil of rope around him good and tight the first time.
Yeah. After I get these guns in there. Now we'll see. Hustle, Lord. Get the other one.
I'm getting him.
Hmm? Huh? Son, what is going on here? Yeah. What do you think,
Señor? Let's put it over the heart, Señor.
Go on, move, stranger. I got this gun on you. Don't try to get up. Come here and finish tying this one while I keep this gun on him, Maud.
All right.
What did he do, Cisco? What did he do?
You can see for yourself, Pancho, what they are doing. But what is the meaning of this, Señor?
We're fixing things so you won't get a chance to kill us.
Kill you? If this is a joke, Señor, it's not a very good joke.
Can't you not think it's funny neither?
Ah, there. That'll keep him. Now, strangers, we've got to have water. And we've got to have it quick.
I must say, Señor, you take a funny way of finding water to tie us up like this. But even so, we would tell you where to find water if we knew ourselves.
Come on, tell us. We got to have water. Can't you understand? We
got to
have it.
There goes
heat, Señor. I'm afraid so. Very well, Señor. If you will untie these ropes, Pancho and I will try our best to find water for you.
Oh, no, you don't. You tell us where it is, we'll go get it. I gotta have water for these mules of mine. I gotta have water for my wife and me. Look at me. It's all I can do to talk. My tongue's parched.
Señor, I've tried to explain to you.
Explain. I don't want explanations. I want water. Maud, look. There's water. There's a leak out in the desert.
That is not water, Señor. That is the mirage, you see.
Here, Maud. Take these guns. If these two try to get away, kill them. I'm going to that lake and get water. Water.
Señor, call him back, I beg of you.
You shut up.
I tell you, that is a mirage. Unless you call him back at once, he is going to his death.
But Cisco, tied and bound and facing the muzzles of his own guns, can do nothing to help. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Thirst. Crazed by thirst in the deadly Deep Valley Desert under a broiling sun, Daggett and Maud Crane, returning east by covered wagon from the gold fields, tied Cisco and Pancho while they slept, then demanded water. When Cisco could not tell them where to find water, Daggett Crane staggered off into the desert, following a mirage, while his wife kept guard over our friends. Now,
Senora, will you listen to me?
I'm a listening. Sure, I'm a listening. I'm listening.
Call your husband back or he will die out in that desert.
He not see water, senor. He see make-believe water.
He sees a mirage only, and he will follow it for miles until the heat of the sun kills him.
Please, senor, call the senor back.
You two can talk all you like, but I ain't going to budge from this spot, see? Neither are you, so you might just as well shut up and save your breath.
Pancho, I can't stand this much more, Cisco.
Can I, amigo? We must get out of these ropes somehow.
Senora, go heat crazy too, Cisco. And Pancho hopes she'll not make up her mind to shoot.
I do not think she will, Pancho. As long as we do not struggle to free ourselves.
If we not struggle, how we get free then, Cisco?
I do not know. This is something new in my experience.
Mm-hmm. Madre mia, Pancho, look to the north.
What?
The dust of two riders riding out into the desert toward the senor.
The bandido, Cisco.
See, the ones who shot the holes in the water cut.
Santos, we must get free somehow.
Uh-huh. I have an idea, Pancho.
Well,
it may not work, but we will try it.
Pancho, try anything, Cisco.
Senora! Senora, look out in the desert. There is water!
Water!
Turn around and look! But you can turn around for a moment, Senora.
It's water out there, Senora. Is he late?
It's water!
You better go help your husband. He cannot bring back all that water by himself.
Now, Pancho, now, use all your strength. These ropes are loosely tied.
I think we can stretch them enough to get our hands loose. Pancho, try, Cisco.
Banditas are getting nearer to the senor every moment.
Mother mia, can I not stretch these ropes just a little more?
One hand is free. Now the other one is free.
Pancho, get free too, Cisco.
Bueno. Get up on your feet quickly, Pancho.
Pancho, that can move quickly in this heat, Cisco, but... Pancho, try.
Come on. I look in the wagon, Pancho. There may be a rifle there.
Yeah, who's wrapped the rifle out in the desert, Cisco?
I saw it. Here's a spare rifle, Pancho. Let's see if it is loaded. See, it's loaded. Huh? Come, Pancho, to our horses.
We not get there in time, Cisco.
We must.
Easy, Diablo.
I hate to ask you to run on this heat.
And Pancho, hate to ask you too, Logo.
But run you must for all you are worth. Come, Diablo, come on.
Come, Logo, go now, go. What do we do about the senora, Cisco?
She is in no danger at the moment, Pancho. For now, pay no attention to her.
Diablo, help down.
Go, Logo, go.
I need a three senora, Cisco. We're not in time.
Mother of me, one of them is drawing a gun. Hold it, ho, ho, ho.
What you do, Cisco? What you do?
The only thing I can do now, Pancho. Must try to shoot that gun out of the hombre's hand with this rifle. There's about one chance in 1,000 I can do it at this distance with a rifle I've never fired.
Cisco, do it. Pancho, no, Cisco, do it.
Hold still, Diablo. Let me get a rest of this rifle across your saddle. Hold still, ho-ho.
Take your time, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho, quieto.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. Hombre's gun fly up in the air.
Now, after them, Diablo.
After them, Logo. Hombre's right away, Cisco. We'll not let them go, no?
No, we will not let them go, Pancho. They may know where we can find water. That is our only hope now. Up, Diablo. Ah.
Hey,
I will take the one on the right, Pancho. You take the one on the left.
Pancho, get out the bullwhip, Cisco. And Pancho, give the hombre a haircut with the bullwhip.
Give him anything you like, Chico. But do not let him get away.
Hombre is not in the way, Cisco. They turn to face us.
Get back inside water or we'll cut you down.
That is the chance we'll have to take away. So far, your aim is not good. Come on, into them, Diablo. Into them, Diablo.
Lay down the hombre, Loco. Go now.
Look out, you crazy maverick.
Do some harm, will it?
We'll beat your brains out, Cisco.
Can I say I believe you?
Hombre! Look, I will find those bullwhips, hombre! Once more, no! And the pantalones!
Can I say I like fighting in this weather? If I must fight, I suppose I can fight with a left and then a right like this!
Bueno, Cisco! And Pancho got this hombre, too! Cisco, and Pancho got right you, the bullwhip!
Good for you, Pancho. Well, hombre... You want to fight some more?
No, Cisco. I sure don't. Not with you.
See, your hombres both have water canteens. Pancho, take those canteens.
Hey, look.
Quieto! Hombres like yourselves who would shoot down an old man will get no consideration from me.
Ride with this canteen, Pancho, to the senor and the senora. Give them water to drink.
Yes, Cisco. Ride over with the water for the senor and senora.
Now, you hombres, are you the two who shot the holes in the senor's water cart?
I got nothing to say.
Me neither.
I assume you are the ones. Now, another question. You know water can be found close to here?
Yeah, maybe we do, Cisco, but we ain't telling you about it.
Get up on your feet, you.
Yeah, easy now.
Not going to fool with you for one moment. If you know where water can be found, tell me.
We don't know, Cisco.
Don't know a thing about it.
Very well. We have your canteens, hombres. And I'm about to take your horses.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't leave us on foot out here in this desert.
That is just exactly what I can do, hombre. Then, if you know where water is, you will go to it. And I will be close behind you. And I can go without water just as long as you, hombres, can. Start walking.
I'll tell you where water is, Cisco. Just don't leave me on foot.
Shut up, Kyle. Don't tell him nothing. He won't kill us. Don't worry, he don't dare to. Tell you what I'll do, Cisco. I'll make a bargain with you.
What is the bargain?
You let us take the gold in that wagon, and we'll tell you where to find water.
So that was the reason for your attack. Why, you sneaking coyote.
All right, have it your own way, Cisco. Come on, Kyle, we'll walk.
Are you crazy, Sim?
Come on, come on.
Ho, ho, ho! Well,
they're taking a little walk, Pancho, but I do not think they will walk far. Did you give water to the senor and the senora?
Yes, Cisco. The senor and the senora feel better now and go back to
Pancho,
the water.
Pancho, look, look. Where? That flight of birds. Where? Look. Where? The birds are flying into the face of the cliff.
Cisco, look at the birds and I think of the wood. Cisco, not he crazy, too?
No, I am not he crazy, amigo. But I'm just about as thirsty as you are. Pancho, there is water in that cliff. That is where those birds have gone. Well, into a cleft in the rock, after the water. Come, we will ride there. I have marked the spot.
Hombres, come back now, Cisco.
Right? See them, Pancho.
You win, Cisco. Give us our horses and we'll tell you where the water is.
Suppose I tell you where the water is, hombre. It is in that cliff, right at the point where the rock shows dark.
Yeah, but how in thunder do you know?
So I am right, hombre. Gracias. As for your horses, you may have them back, but only to ride ahead of us to the nearest jail, even if that jail is 150 miles away.
You know, Cisco, now you got those two desperados safe in jail, I can breathe easier again.
Not to mention the fact that you are now safely out of Deep Valley, Senora.
Honest, I'm going to have nightmares about that place for years.
Wouldn't wonder but what I did, too.
I can understand, Senora.
But Deep Valley not be a nightmare to peoples no more. Now Cisco got his spring mark.
Why, that was a fine thing to do, Cisco. That is going to save a great many lives.
Well, it sure saved our lives. Oh, I'll never forget how good that water tasted. And how happy I was when the three of you got our water cart patched up and filled with water again.
I admit the water did taste good.
Pancho drink one, and Pancho drink two, Pancho drink three, 18 gallons Pancho drink.
Well, not quite that much, Chico.
Tell me, Cisco, what can Daggett and I do to thank you? Huh?
Nothing, senora.
Won't you take some of this gold of ours, Cisco?
Gracias, no, senor. Pancho and I have enough money for our simple needs.
Well, now look. Daggett and I bought an awful lot of provisions at that last town we was up. And I'm a mighty good cook, if I do say so myself.
Pancho here, you, senor. Pancho here, you.
At least I want you to let me cook you up the best meal you ever tasted.
Well.
Very well. And Pancho tells you, senor, and Pancho thinks Cisco eat the meal.
Si.
But if Cisco not eat the meal, you cook the meal just the same, and Pancho eat for Cisco, too. Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
We ride to the army jail, no?
Ride to the army jail?
Eh?
Well, why do you want to ride there, Pancho?
Pancho want to see Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Your cousin in law, Porfirio? Is he in the army jail?
Yes, Cisco, he in.
Well, I did not even know Porfirio was in the army, Chico.
Si, Porfirio in the army. He mad at the army, too.
Well, what is he mad at?
He said the army fooled him. So he tell the army he go home to stay. That's why Porfirio in the jail.
Well, now, wait a minute, Pancho. Huh? One thing at a time. Why did Porfirio join the army?
Because they told Porfirio they got thousands and thousands of good things to eat.
Thousands and thousands of good things to eat.
Thousands.
Well, then why did Porfirio get mad at the army?
Because he not liked those thousands of things to eat.
Oh, but he must have liked some of them, Pancho.
No. He not like them, Chico. Because those thousands of things to eat were all the same. Beans.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.